This morning, we are going to discuss the topic love.
今天早上我想与各位分享的题目是爱。
We have already talked about this topic the other day night.
在星期三晚上我已经谈到了一部分。
And because there are so many brothers and sisters failed to attend on that evening service, so I will briefly give a review what we have studied the other day night.
然后因为有些弟兄姐妹星期三晚上不能来聚会，所以我现在就简短的再重复一下我们谈过的。
So on the over there, there are the two kinds of love. One is natural love, that is human love, and the other God's love, the holy agape love.
那我们可以看墙上所写的，爱可以分为两大类，一类就是自然爱或者是人之间的爱，然后另外一个就是神的爱。
We also can be divided into three.Natural love, human love.
那人间的爱也可以分为三类。
This is one is eros, the other phileo, and another strobe.
就是爱欲、友情，还有那家庭之间的爱。
We talk about what kind of love of all those human love.
那我们星期三的时候也有谈到这三种人间的爱是什么。
The eros, those three love, human love, we all these kind of three love we need in our human life.
在我们世上也需要这三种不同的爱。
But the problem is the human mind. Our human mind is a problem. It be corrupt. So those love,originally not that at all, but by the corruption of the human mind also, this human natural love is corrupted.
那这三样爱原本都是好的，但是因为人现在带有罪性，所以也把这些爱也可以成为坏的。
So, eros, that means the love want to have something, desire to have something andfor themselves, for oneself.
那第一种人间的爱，这个爱欲，就是我们爱一个东西，因为自己有需要。
We need many things in this world.
我们活在世上需要很多。
First of all, we need food.
我们需要食物。
Clothing.
我们需要衣服。
And beauty.
我们想要美貌。
Power.
权力。
Knowledge.
知识
all these things we need in this life.
我们在世上需要这些能存活。
We want to have this, those things we need in this life. This is eros.
所以我们要爱所需要的，这个就是所谓的爱欲。
This kind of desire is not for others, but for ourselves.
这个爱完全是为自己，不是为别人。
So we want to, when we have to, we have a desire to have this kind of thing.For ourselves, that is eros.
我们如果有一个欲望，想要一个东西，这个就是爱欲。
Among them, the most strong desire is to be loved by others.
那我们这个爱欲最大的就是想要别人爱我们。
We want to have many things, but most of all, we want to be loved.By others.
我们爱很多东西，但是我们最渴望的就是要被爱。
All these are eros.
这些都是包括在爱欲里。
And then phileo, that is the friendly love, fraternal love, in other words.
再来就是友情。
We love our friend.
我们爱朋友。
Why?
为什么？
We have a person who can be our friend and cannot be our friend.
有些人可以做朋友，有些人我们就不能做我们朋友。
If you want to someone to be a friend, then those person have something common, liking, common knowledge, common situation, common ideology. So those kind of thing they have, because that's why you want to become friend with them.
我们跟一个人做朋友应该都是有一些相同点，不论不管是也许是你的环境或者是你们所想的都很像。
But we still have persons who we do not want to be friend with them.
那有些人我们就不喜欢跟他做朋友。
So those people have a different from our ours in every way.
因为我们觉得 跟他合不来，太不一样了。
So we do not like to be friend with them.
就不跟他交往。
So this phileo is a friendly love. Only we like, we love those kind, those friends.
那这所以友情就是爱我们喜欢的人。
And also strong, that is a kind of family love.
再来就是家族爱。
Why we love them?
我们为什么爱亲人?
Because they are our own family.
因为他们是我们的骨肉。
They come from our family lineage, family tree, and same from the blood. So we like them and we love them.
我们爱亲人就是因为我们有同样的祖先，同样的血统。
But we cannot love the others outside of our family as we love our own family.
但是有时候家族爱太强了，我们就不能爱家里以外的人。
So I just briefly explain those human natural love.
所以这就是 三样人之间的爱。
So if we understand those three kind of love, then we can find also all these three kind of natural love have a conditional, some kind of condition.
我们看这三样爱，每一样都带有条件。
If those condition is not agree with our desire, then we cannot love.
如果对象并不符合这些条件，我们就不能用这些爱。
These are the human love.
这些就是人间爱。
So there are so many defects and weak points in human love.
那这些爱各有缺陷。
For example, eros. We have a very strong desire, want to have food, money, love, and power, position, knowledge, and so on for ourselves. If we love someone, why? Because we want to have some kind of beauty, some kind of knowledge, some kind of money from them. Once those things gone from them, then we cannot love.
如果我们爱一个人只是用第一种爱去爱他们，爱欲的话，也许那如我们爱是因为他们有钱、有美貌、有权利。那如果有一天他们这些都没有的话，我们就不能爱他们。
The filio is the same.
友情也是这样。
We become friend because they have a same condition. Which we have, we want to have, and so as long as they have the same conditions, the condition that agree with ours, then we can love. But once those things gone from them, then we can hardly love them.
那如果有爱也是一样，如果我们只爱一个人只是因为我们谈得来的话，那有一天如果我们发觉对方跟我们很不一样。 那也是爱不下去了。
The stroke is the same because they are not our family, so we have no concern.
那家族爱也是这样，如果不是家里的人，我们也很难去爱他们。
So this love is of course necessary in our human life.
这三样爱都是必须的。
But still have really many defects and weak points.
但是他们 这三样爱还是不够。
So in the society we can see by this love if we do not control those love, sometimes errors very strong emotion, then it will come to ruin sometimes, to come to commit very serious, deadly, vital sin or crime.
而且在世上，如果这些我们没有克制这些爱，有时候他们反倒会让我们犯罪。
So those kind of human love, such a conditional thing, so we always be very careful to control. Otherwise, it will come to ruin and destroy others and destroy also ourselves.
所以我们必须 学习明白如何运用这三样的人间的爱， 否则他们反倒会伤害我们。
Mainly, I will say that those human love have several kind of defects. One is that it cannot get out of the realm of self-ego, or for oneself, want to get to ourself.
这三样人间爱最大的缺陷就是他们的根本都是自我。
Also, it cannot get over the human emotion.
而且这三样爱都是 必须都是靠着人的情绪。
If we need to control our emotion,
我们必须要克制我们人 身体 我们的情绪。
If let ourselves go by human emotion, then it will sometimes lead us self-destruction.
否则我们有时候情绪太强烈也会 伤害别人, 伤害自己。
Also, this kind of human love cannot deal human universally, equally.
那人间的爱也不能 不能 一样的爱所有的人。
So, also this kind of human love is, have a restriction and have a bounded by their own liking or their own philosophy and so on.
所以人间的爱也是有 有限制的, 而且是靠你自己的喜好。
And also this this love is not against God's command. God commanded us to love human. He said, you should love your neighbor as yourself. So we should love the human, but this natural love is not necessarily love a human. They may love something behind the human.
那神也吩咐我们要爱邻舍，爱人如己，但是我们如果只用 人间的爱去爱的话，也许爱的不是人，反倒是他们有的东西。
So they love something behind the human. They want to get that things behind the human. So human being, they sometimes use they take advantage of getting those things behind the human.
如果我们只是爱人所有的东西的话，那我们就不是真的在爱那个人。
And another, we can find a defect that is sometimes does not delight in righteousness and truth, even involved in evil wickedness with our beloved ones.
而且如果我们只有人间的爱的话，我们不一定会 做对事情。
We love so much something, someone, that we do not care about what we are doing, either good or bad, righteous or unrighteousness. Sometimes we are blind, very blind.
有时候人间的爱反而让我们盲目，我们为了爱好像可以牺牲一切。
And so also it is very uncertain and very changeable.
而且人间的爱也是不定。
So these are the defects of a weak point of the human love.
这些都是人间的爱的缺陷。
I think it may be a little difficult for you to understand if you do not attend last time. So I will gradually explain those things again.
这些只是 简短的 重复 我们星期三所谈的。
And let that think about the agape love, that is the holy love, God's love.
现在我要 分享神的圣爱。
This agape love is different from natural love, human love.
神的爱是与人的爱不同。
I told this human natural love is conditional love.
人的爱是有条件的。
If once the condition is not agree with what we want, then those love, there is no that love at all.
如果事实与我们所想的不一样, 也许我们就不能爱了。
That is the human love, those three love, Eros, Phileo, and Stor.
这三样, 人的爱都是这样。
But agape love is unconditional.
但是神的爱是无条件的。
No condition at all.
并没有条件。
So, this is the real true love.
这个是真的爱。
Now let's see what is like. God's love is let's turn to the First John chapter 4.
请看约翰一书第四章。
First John chapter 4.
约翰一书第四章。
Verse 8.
约翰一书第四章第八节。
He who does not love does not know God, for God is love. So God himself is love.
神就是爱。
And this is agape love.
这个爱就是神的圣爱。
I told you agape love is unconditional.
是无条件的爱。
And also I can say agape love is self-sacrificing love.
神的圣爱也是自我牺牲的爱。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 20.
请看马太福音二十章。
20 verse 28.
马太福音二十章二十八节。
Matthew chapter 20 verse 28.
马太福音二十章二十八节。
David.
正如人子来，不是受人的服侍， 乃是要服侍人， 并且要舍命， 做多人的赎价。
Just as the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and to give his life ransom for many. We can find two things from here about the agape love, God's love.
在这里主耶稣谈到神的爱， 怎么爱我们的方法。
The God sent his Son, Lord Jesus Christ, to save this world.
神成为主耶稣, 到世上来拯救我们。
By the Lord Jesus Christ, he manifested his love.
借着主耶稣让我们看到神的爱。
As we have just read, God is love.
我们刚才就读到神就是爱。
So this love is manifested by means of Lord Jesus Christ, sending his only begotten Son to this world.
那借由主耶稣, 看到神的爱。
So he manifests God's love. How he manifested?
那我们怎么看到神的爱呢？
One is to give his life a remission of many.
这里说, 主耶稣来成为多人的赎价。
He did not come to want to get something from this world, want to get something from us. But he wants to give his life to save us.
主耶稣到世上不是向我们拿什么，反倒来要舍命。
That's why he died on the cross.
所以他才在十字架上死。
And this is a self-sacrificing love.
这就是自我牺牲的爱。
And then what is the other we can find from here? Just as the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve.
这里也说到耶稣来不是要受人的服侍，乃是要服侍人。
He did not come as the king of this world, usually king dominate, and he want to be served by his people, but he did not come to that kind of king, but he came to serve, not to be served.
他不是来做世上的王, 他是来做, 来世上要服侍我们。
I told three, agape love is unconditional.
神的圣爱是毫无条件的。
He does not care what we are.
他爱我们, 不论我们是什么,
you may be rich,
也许富有,
you may be poor,
也许贫穷,
you may be beautiful,
也许有美貌,
you may be plain,
也许看起来不怎么样,
you are educated,
也许你有,
uneducated,
有知识, 没有知识,
does not matter.
You
are sinner,
你是不是罪人,
you are evil, wicked person,
甚至是很坏的人,
does not matter.
对神来说, 那不重要,
he just loves us.
他还是爱你,
love us to show his love.
他来世上让我们看到他的爱，他来拯救我们。
And give his life on the cross.
他在十字架上为我们舍命，为我们死。
To save us.
为了救我们。
By the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ.
借着他的宝血。
So he does not care anything, unconditional love.
神不管怎么样就是爱我们。
So he sacrificed his life.
他牺牲他的性命。
He did not expect anything from us.
他也不要求我们给他什么。
And he wants to serve us.
他要服侍我们。
Not to be served.
不是要我们。
Those three things is the characteristic of his love, agape love.
这就是神的圣爱。
Unconditional.
无条件。
And self sacrificing.
自我牺牲。
And also serving love.
而且服侍人。
This love is manifested while the Lord Jesus ministered in this, on this earth for 30 years.
主耶稣在世上, 30年, 让我们看到这些爱的, 这样,
we can see his love by his ministry on the earth.
我们从主耶稣在世上的工作就能看到他, 神的圣爱。
This is the agape love. So we can also, that Paul tried to define this agape love in the 1 Corinthians chapter 13.
在哥林多前书13章, 保罗就谈到神的爱包含了什么。
This wonderful agape love can be, what kind of character, what kind of characteristic it has, it, what kind, how can express it till the, it, this was mentioned in the, 1 Corinthians chapter 13.
神这么美的爱是如何的表现呢? 就是在记载在哥林多前书13章。
From verse 1 to verse 13,
从第一节到十三节,
about the importance of love, and then what is the agape love is like, and then he also mentioned the love is the eternal, and the most excellent the virtue and the gift of our Lord.
保罗就谈到, 最大的, 长存的就是爱。
Okay, now let us read from verse 1.
你看第一节。
From verse 3 first. You read, please.
Verse 3.
Yeah, from verse 1 to 3.
第一到第三节, 我若能说万人的方言, 并天使的话语, 却没有爱, 我就成了名的罗想的拔一般。我若有先知讲道之能，也明白各样的奥秘，各样的知识，并且有全备的信，叫我能移山，却没有爱，我就算不得什么。我若将所有的筹集穷人，又舍己身叫人焚烧，却没有爱，依然与我无益。
Though I speak with the tongue of men and of angels, but have not love, I have become as a sounding brass or a clanging cymbal. And though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mystery and all knowledge, and though I have all faith so that I could remove mountains but have not love, I am nothing. Three, and though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned, but have not love, it profit me nothing. Those things, first of all, if we have knowledge, gifts, faith, power, or sacrifice, but still we do not have love, that is nothing good at all.
这里就说到，我们就算有各样的知识，有很大的信心，甚至可以舍己，但是没有爱，还是与我们无益。
And from verse 4, it said, what is the agape love look like?
第四节开始就说到神的爱是什么样。
Will you read verse 4 to verse 7?
请看第四到第七节。爱是恒久忍耐，又有恩慈，爱是不嫉妒，爱是不自夸，不张狂，不做害羞的事，不求自己的益处，不轻易发怒，不计算人的恶，不喜欢不义，只喜欢真理。凡是包容，凡是相信，凡是盼望，凡是忍耐。
This love suffers long. In other words, if you have love, you are so patient. You can be patient.
爱是恒久忍耐，就是有耐心。
If you are not patient, that proves you have no love.
如果我们没有耐心，我们就还没有完全的爱。
And also, it's kind.
爱是有恩慈。
Somebody is very kind. Somebody not.
有些人我们就觉得对人很好，
有些人就对人
很坏。
Can be expressed the speech, our action, our life.
我们在所说所做的事都可以表现有恩慈。
And then love does not envy.
爱是不嫉妒。
If you have a feeling something against those, if someone have good than you, better than you, then if you have a jealousy and envy, then that prove you have no love.
那如果有些人你觉得比你有的更多，那你是嫉妒他们，那也是没有爱。
We do not have jealousy, envy against our own children.
我们做父母的都不会嫉妒自己的儿女。
Do you feel jealousy against your children?
如果你的儿女比你好，你会嫉妒他们吗？
For example, your children will become very rich and also success in life and high position, and he bought a very nice house, nice car, make a lot of money. Do you still feel envy against them?
如果你的孩子钱赚的比你多，房子住的比你好，车子开的比你好，你会嫉妒他们吗？
Normal parents will not feel envy, jealousy against their own children.
父母应该都不会嫉妒自己的孩子。
If someone speak well of and praise your children, you will not feel jealousy.
那如果有人称赞你的孩子很好，你会嫉妒他们吗？
But how about between husband and wife?
那夫妻之间也是这样。
If someone praise your husband or your wife, speak well of them and saying that she or he is better than you, then how do you feel?
那如果有人说你的丈夫或你的妻子比你好，比你强的话，你会怎么觉得？
Somebody say that between husband and wife there happens sometimes jealousy.
有些人就说夫妻之间也会嫉妒。
But between parents children there may be no any jealousy against them.
夫妻之间也许比较会有，但是父母与儿女之间是几乎没有嫉妒。
So, if you envy someone, then that proves you have no love.
那在这里说，如果我们嫉妒的话，那就没有完全的爱。
And then the love does not parade itself, is not parade to show. I have so much money, I have so much knowledge, so he wants to show others for what he has, a position or something.
爱是不自夸, 不让别人看到。 我们有多少,
if you do that way, speaking, act that way, then you have no love.
如果我们自夸,
and is not puffed up. Puffed up that kind of a pride. Puffed up that means that is puff.
在英文就说到是自我的膨胀,
looks bigger than actual is. We know the flow want to be bigger like an ox, and then he inhale a lot of air, and he puffed up and swelled and swelled and finally exploded into rain. We have that kind of a story. Flow.
Oh, 就有一个故事就说到有一只青蛙想要变得跟牛一样大，它就一直吹气吹气。 然后自己胀得越来越大, 最后爆炸了。
That is power, pop up.
张狂,
to look
骄傲就是这样,
bigger,
这样, 让我们,
bigger than real, true is.
自己想要把自己变得更好,
we sometimes act that way.
超过自己有的。
Even though you do not know, you want to speak, you want to act, we know everything.
有时候我们在说话或做事, 上面就要让别人知道说我们很懂, 很厉害。
We have learned from others. We got something from others, but you do not show. I got that from others. I was taught that kind of knowledge, but you know by yourself from the beginning.
有时候是从别人学来的, 却好像变得都是自己本来就知道的。
So I talk to a even the small child, and he speaks a lot of things very wisely, and I was so surprised to hear their wisdom, and I talked to him, where did you get that kind of knowledge, wisdom? Then he did not say, oh, I have, from the beginning, I have myself, I did not talk anyone, I know myself.
那我有时候有一次我跟一个小孩子聊天，我发觉他懂得很多，我就问他说：“你从哪里学来的？” 他就跟我讲说：“我本来就知道啊。”
Those things, the all come from puffed up, and then five does not behave rudely, does not seek its own, does not behave rudely, impolitely.
第五节，不做害羞的事，不求自己的益处。
Some people is very act impolitely.
不做害羞的事，也可以说做不礼貌的事。
Others act very politely.
有些人就很客气，有些人就很不懂礼貌。
So, but. They may say that I have still love and humility in myself, even though they act such impolitely. Why do you act such rude manner? The manner is not important. Inside is important. I have still have humility in myself, love in myself.
有些人说我爱是在里面的，我有谦虚有爱。 那我怎么说话，那跟我有没有爱没有关系。
That is not true.
但是那样不对。
What you have inside, you can express by means of speech and by means of action.
因为人看到的就是我们怎么样做事，怎么样说话。
And what you're thinking is very important, of course.
当然我们内心所想的是很重要的。
And then you can speak, you can act. Next step. And then that become your habit, also form your character. Your character will lead to your destination of life.
但是我们所做的、所说的也会影响我们的内心，就会变成我们的个性。
So this rude, impolite, the love does not act rudely.
所以有爱就不会做 害羞的事或没有礼貌的事。
Also does not seek its own.
也不求自己的益处。
We are really selfish persons.
我们人都是自私的。
We always want to get something for ourselves first.
我们都想先想到自己。
But love does not do that way. It does not seek its own.
但是神的爱是不求自己的益处。
Always think about concern about other people.
先想到别人。
Other people's need.
先想到别人的需要。
It's not provoked.
爱是不轻易发怒。
It's not easily angered. We have some people very easily angered.
有些人很容易生气。
By a very trifling thing happened to him, they get angry.
有时候小事让他们会气得很久。
So we can see everywhere in this society.
事实上，很多人就是这样。
This kind of people, they because they have no love, they are very easily angered.
如果人没有爱，就很容易生气。
So they are not happy all the time.
那他们自己也不快乐。
Whatever small thing happened to them, they easily angered.
因为有小事就生气。
They have no peace in mind.
他们在心里也没有平安。
This not provoked, thinks no evil. They do not keep the record of wrong, something others have done something wrong to him.
爱是不计算人的恶，也不会把人所做的错事都记起来。
So we must forget what they have done wrong to us.
我们要忘记人对我们行的恶事。
They do not forget. They keep the record of others' mistake.
但是有时候人就记得很清楚。
Someone keeps that record for a long time.
有些人好像都要还要记下来，记下来在纸上。
Maybe more than 10 years.
有时候十年以后都还记得。
She remembers, 10 years ago, she have taught me. She has spoken to me such an evil word, and she have done me so wrong. And they do not want to forget, do not want to erase.
有时候我们都还记得有一个人跟十年前跟我们说了什么话。
They do not only they do not forget, but they cannot forgive, of course.
那他们不能忘记，就不能赦免。
So this kind of people, they do not have love.
这也是没有爱。
And also, does not rejoice in iniquity.
不喜欢不义。
Somebody may be doing something wrong, very wicked thing, that may be your beloved family, your beloved children, even in that case, if you have really agape love, you do not rejoice. You must advise and blame and to tell him to repent, to leave that kind of iniquity.
我们有时候我们至亲的人也会做不义的事情，那如果我们有以神的圣爱爱他们的话，也不能假装看不到，要教导他们。
Rejoice in the truth.
爱只喜欢真理。
7, bear all things. This bear all things means carry all things. Carry.
凡事包容就是凡事担当。
We must carry many things in this world.
我们在世上有许多的重担。
But if you have a love, you can carry whatever you should carry.
但是如果有爱，我们就愿意担当我们必须要承担的。
Responsibility.
我们有很多的责任。
If you have really have love, and then you know how to bear your responsibility, carry.
我们就会学习如何担当自己的责任。
Believe all things.
凡事相信。
Love your children. Maybe now they are not so good children.
也许我们现在小孩子还没有很乖。
But if you have a love for your children, so you can believe and trust.
但是如果我们爱小孩子，我们就很希望要来信任他们，要相信他们。
they may be temporarily wrong, but always have hope in them and trust them.
有时候他们会做错事，但是我们还是爱他们，还是想要相信他们。
Someday they will become better.
因为我们希望有一天他们会变好。
Someday God may give them another chance.
我们希望神会再给他们机会。
Now they are not good, but that is not their real self. But someday they will become better.
我们爱他们，就明白他们现在也许不好，但是那不是他们真正。
Because you have love,
以后会变好。
You have such kind of hope and trust.
我们如果有爱，就会这样的盼望，这样的相信。
Believe all things, hope all things, endure all things.
爱是凡事盼望，凡事忍耐。
You have hope, there in what you love, also endure all things. You never disappoint.
爱是不会让我们失望。
Disappointment, discouragement, that is one of the Satan's most hideous, most fearful weapon.
因为失望和沮丧是魔鬼对我们最好的工具。
Satan always attack us this kind of weapon.
撒旦用这些武器来攻打我们。
The lack of love.
没有爱。
Once there is a story that once old devil, one of the devil is going to die.
有一个故事这么说，有一次有一个魔鬼要死掉了。
And then he gathered the other devils, their company, and then show he is going to display his weapons all around him before he died.
那他就叫其他的鬼过来，要把他所有的武器传给他们。
And also, he want to sell all this kind of weapon before he die.
那他实在，他要他们过来看他的武器，是因为他要卖给他们。
And there are so many weapons on the shelf displayed.
所以他就那在柜子上展览了许多的武器。
And then, one of the weapon that in the middle of the shelf is that very old weapon.
有一个，也其中有一项看起来很老。
That is most highest price.
但是那个是最贵的。
Put on the weapon. And then one of the devil talked to him, what is that oldest weapon, the costest high?
那其中有一个小鬼就问他说，你这个武器那么老那么旧，为什么要这么贵？
That is too old. Why do you put that price, highest price on it?
那么旧为什么还要卖那么贵？
What is that anyway?
这个是什么？
Then the weapon is disappointment.
他们看那个武器就是失望。
No hope.
让人失去盼望。
How did you put that highest price on that weapon?
那这个小鬼又问说，那失望为什么会这么贵？
Then this devil who is going to die explained.
对，这个要死掉的鬼就说了。
I attack with that weapon many people.
我用这个打败了很多人。
And I succeeded many times.
我成功了很多次。
Especially God's people.
尤其是用在这些基督徒身上。
With that weapon, I also killed many people, also make many God's people stumble.
失望让很多人跌倒，也害死了很多人。
That is the disappointment.
这个失望是最好的武器。
If you have love, you never disappointed.
如果我们心中有神的爱，我们就不会失望。
Once you have a disappointment, you resign, you give up everything.
因为我们失去盼望，我们就放弃了，就什么都不想要。
When you pray, while you continue to pray,
我们为什么要祷告？
Because we do not give up, we do not resign.
我们想要祷告，是因为还有盼望。
So as long as we live, we don't have to resign.
只要我们还活着，我们不需要失望。
This also very important weapon for us.
我们盼望是我们很好的武器。
There is a sign on the gate of the hell.Dante wrote in this Divine Comedy that all who is going to enter this place, this hell, must discard all kind of hope.
有一个作家就描写地狱，地狱的门上有一个门牌说，你进来你就没有盼望。
So in the hell there is no any hope.
在地狱是没有盼望
的。As long as we live, we must hope.
但是我们还活在世上，我们就有盼望。
Get love.
因为有神的爱。
Now I briefly explained what the characteristic of agape love.
这些就是神的爱的不同的特性。
How this manifests between us in human being.
在神的我们在人间怎么能看到神的爱
？And let me explain briefly why we need this kind of agape love.
我们现在再来。说我们为什么要神的爱
？As I explained, human love, they are good, but still, they must be purified.
人间的爱，本质是很好的，但是我们还需要更洁净。
If those natural love, human love, is not purified by agape love, then that is sometimes very dangerous.
如果人间的爱并没有包含神的圣爱。也是很危险的。
It may result in a very miserable situation.
人的爱反倒会害我们。
Very serious crime and sin.
让我们去犯罪。
So, eros is good. We need eros.
第一样，爱欲是很好的，我们人也需要。
In human life, we need eros.
我们人要存活，需要有爱欲。
We come to this world.By means of eros, our parental eros.
我们生下来是因为父母彼此的相爱。
Eros, phileo, strophe, all this must be purified by agape love, and then you will really the good human love.
这样，如果这三样的人间爱都被神的圣爱。洁净的，这才是真的爱。
If you have eros purified, then in your home must become a sweet home, and your love between husband and wife will continue long.
如果我们的爱欲是借着有神的圣爱的话，那夫妻之间的爱慕吸引就会一直永，就他们都在一生都不会改变。
My wife, she is now, she had a surgery, brain surgery, several years ago. After that, she cannot walk.
我的太太在几年前动了脑部的手术，她现在不能行走。
She can only walk by walker.
她不能自己行动，她需要用一个要推，要有一个拐杖。
Of course.She's also old.
那当然，她年纪也大了。
But I love her more than before.
但是
she was healthy.
我现在爱她，比她爱她比她健康的时候还要更爱她。
Of course, the young, also beauty, and everything.Gone from her now.
当然，我们那现在我们已经不年轻，也不美貌了。
But I still love her more than before.
但是我觉得我现在爱她越来越多。
That kind of love comes from God, agape.
这样的爱是从神来的圣爱。
So you are children also same. Why do you love your children more than others?
那我们爱儿女为什么超过爱别人？
There are so many smart children and so many better children in this world than your children.
别人的小孩子也许更聪明更好。
But you love.
但是你爱你的小孩。
Also, at the same time, you must respect and love other children.
但是我们也要学习如何珍惜爱别人的小孩。
Phileo, or that also, if this purified, we can see the beautiful picture of David and Jonathan's friendship.
也友情如果透过有神里面有神的爱的话，就可以看到很好的友谊，像大卫跟约拿单的友情。
The relationship between David and Jonathan is very delicate one. Jonathan is the prince, king of Saul.
他们那个当时约拿单是王子。
But this he's supposed to be a king after his father.
他应该是在扫罗死后是应该是他当王的。
For this David is ordained to become king by God.
但是神已经高立大卫要做王。
So these two persons, in a normal human relation, if only they have a human love, they must be jealousy against fight each other, fight against each other.
如果是人之常情来看的话，约拿单应该是嫉妒大卫，也要杀他。
They try to get the throne of the nation. David Jonathan must fight against become my enemy each other.
他们也许会因为要抢这个王位变成仇敌。
But we can see from the story of the Bible, how beautiful those Jonathan and David.
但是在圣经告诉我们大卫跟约拿单之间的友谊。
Jonathan once told David that I know you become king after my father.
约拿单对大卫说，我知道在我父亲死后你要做王。
And then I will become next to you.
我只希望你把我立在你的旁边。
So their friendship is continued ever more than before because his phileo purified by agape love.
他们的友谊一直持续到最后，因为他们的友谊之间有神的爱。
So if our human love is purified by agape love, that is the perfection of love.
友谊里面有神的爱，就是完美的友谊。
We remember once after Lord's resurrection, he appeared to Peter on the shore of the sea.
主耶稣复活之后，在海边显现给彼得看。
And then the Lord Jesus asked Peter, "Do you love me more than any other people?"
那主耶稣问彼得说，你爱我超过这些吗？
Then Peter told Peter that time's very depressed.
那个时候彼得本来已经失去盼望了。
She denied the Lord three times.
因为他已经不认主三次。
But Lord Jesus appeared him and encouraged him.
但是主耶稣就显现来建立他。
Do you love me more than anyone else?
问他说，你爱我比这些更深吗？
Yes, Lord, you know I love you.
彼得回答说，主啊，是的，你知道我爱你。
Repeated three times.
主耶稣问他三次。
So Jesus asked Peter, "Do you love me?" That love means agape.
主耶稣问他，你爱我比这些更深吗？就是你是爱我像神有神的爱吗
？Lord Jesus asked him, "Do you agape me more than anyone else?"
主耶稣三次问彼得说，你爱是用神的爱爱吗
？But Peter answered, "He dare not to answer by agape. I agape you more than he did the phileo. I love you, phileo. You know that."
在原文来的时候，原文上面，主耶稣问的他的爱这个字是以神的爱来在问他，但是彼得回答的说，我爱你，这个爱是友情的爱。
That time, Peter was not ready to use that wonderful word of agape.
彼得在一开始他不敢用神的圣爱这个爱来爱耶稣。
So, she only used a phileo.
他说我爱你，只是说我是以友情的爱你。
So our spirituality will grow gradually to love the Lord, the people, agape, by the power of the Holy Spirit.
我们开始也许也只是以友情的爱爱人，但是我们要慢慢的建立，最后以神的爱而爱人。
Let me stop here this morning, and I will continue about this the agape in Japan.
我们早上就谈到这里，以后我可以再继续分享神的爱。